we define a hate group as a group that has practices or beliefs that malign an entire group of people, typically but not always, for their immutable characteristics. So in other words, if a group in its on its website and its published writings and the speeches of its leader says, for instance, all white people are blue-eyed devils, all black people are criminals, all gay people are child molesters, those kinds of statements, which are wholly untrue and characterize an entire group of people as somehow less, are what it's all about. So what our listings are not about is criminality or violence or some kind of estimate we're making as to the potential for those things.
So it's more about ideology, right?
It's strictly about the ideology, that's right.
And looking specifically at Illinois, Illinois has 21 documented hate groups. I think in the Midwest, only Ohio has more. Why is that?
These groups tend, by and large, to follow population. You know, you look at Kansas, there are only 3 groups. On the other hand, as you said, Ohio has 27, California has in the 50s, and so on. In the case of Illinois, we have a variety of different kinds of groups. Some of them, in fact, are black supremacist groups like the Nation of Islam, which tend to be urban, as opposed to, say, Klan groups, which we find really almost exclusively in rural areas. Illinois has some kinds of cultural conflicts between the big cities like Chicago and the country. And so that accounts for a little bit of it. But again, I would not pick out Illinois as some, you know, hotbed of hatred. I don't think that's true, but you certainly do have your fair share of groups.
So once you've defined and identified a hate group, how do you keep track of them?
Well, I mean, we have a fairly elaborate process for doing the counts every year. And you know, how do we do that? Well, there are all kinds of ways, that ranging from simply reading local newspaper articles to tracking what these groups do on the Internet. We are very much present in white supremacist web forums and other kinds of interactive media.
Are there any preliminary indicators that you look at to predict whether hate groups will be on the rise or decline?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had, I remember, 149 of those groups in 2008. By 2012, that number had reached 1,360. That is an incredible growth, 800+% growth in 4 years. And if you think about it, there's a reason, a fairly obvious one, and that is, of course, the campaign and then election of Barack Obama as our first black president. You know, I think that people, whites in particular, many of them felt that this was somehow no longer the country they grew up in, that kind of thing. And it wasn't merely the presence of Obama himself, the man, but what he represented. And that is a huge demographic change that's happening in this country.
And looking ahead to a time when whites are the minority in this country, what will that look like in terms of your work studying hate groups?
Well, of course, it's hard to predict the future, but my own feeling about that is that we are headed for a better place. You know, but we're living through difficult times as the nation adjusts to this very big change. And even now, looking at the very many attacks on the Confederate battle flag in South Carolina. So all of that, I think, is important. There's a lot of change happening in this country, and we're living through a backlash against that change. You know, I think it's maybe worth thinking about the fact that there have been backlashes against most every progressive change in our society. And yet I think ultimately at the end of each of those backlashes, we've turned into a better country.